I am so pleased on the show today to have the beautiful, the gorgeous, the lovely, amazing Martine McCutcheon on the show. Hello.
Oh, what a lovely intro. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah, good. I've been travelling up and down the country doing radio tours. It's all good.
Does it bring back memories of, well, it's been a while since you've done this?
Yeah, it's been a long time. So, yeah, it does bring back memories of the first album, actually, when I was promoting You, Me and Us and Perfect Moment and all that stuff. So it was great. It's great.
It is so great to see you back and doing what you love. And can I just say you do look amazing?
Oh, thank you.
And this album you wrote when you weren't so well, and to say you haven't been too well, you look amazing. So.
Oh, brilliant. No, thanks. Yeah, it was something that, you know, good that came out of something bad. And I think that when I had my difficult times with my health and sort of trying to have a baby, it put everything into perspective. And during that time, the one thing that I wanted to do was write. I've always written stuff down, and my husband's the producer and writer of the album, and he writes with loads of other people. And he basically just said, do it, you know, write it down just for you. So it was never meant to be for a body of work for an album. But he played it to a friend in the industry, and they ended up wanting to sign it and got management. And before we know it, here I am. And so it's lovely. It's a really lovely way to have done it.
Like an organic sort of way for it
to
come about.
Yeah, it's just happened naturally by itself.
And that is nice because you are a busy lady. You are on the telly. You like to do film. You've been filming just recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been doing two lots of filming. I did the Comic Relief reunion for Love Actually, which was amazing.
Highlights, by the
way. Yeah. Oh, it was just brilliant. And then I also did a film with Alan Davies called The Bromley Boys, which is going to be out later this year. And lovely little story. And so it's been brilliant to kind of do that. And then I've been doing Loose Women as well. So I joined them kind of nearly a year ago, and it's been such good fun. It's been so nice to kind of wear all these different hats. But my main love has always been the music. It was the first thing I ever did. I was signed to Polydor when I was 14, and that's been sort of the heart of, for me, what I do. And the acting has just been a lovely, happy, fortunate accident.
Yeah, you'll do it, I guess you'll continue to do, but the music is your focus right now.
Yeah, the music's a focus right now, and I just love to go where there's work that I'm interested in. You know, I think it's really important to, if you can, if you're lucky enough, to do something you love. And so I sort of just love to go where I think I'm going to be of value to something and I can enjoy it.
And the album is Lost and Found on the 11th of August. We'll be able to get a hold of that. I've been very lucky to hear the album. I love it. It's been playing it over and over and over again.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's got a really lovely reaction. Everyone's been saying, God, it's so good. And the reviews have been brilliant. And again, you do bite your nails a bit because you think, oh, God, this was all such personal stuff. And now it's out there with all these critics listening to it. And I'm just so amazed by the feedback. It's been brilliant.
And you do say that, you know, personal lyrics that you can tell. But the thing I love about really good songs is that you can sing along and you're going, ha ha, la la la, singing along.
Yeah.
When really you listen to the lyrics and there's some real deep stuff in there. And if you think about it, could be quite emotional. But as a song, it's uplifting, it's feel good. But the lyrics are on a different level sometimes on some of the tracks.
Yeah, sometimes you've got sort of, you know, two different things going on simultaneously. And, you know, I'm hoping that between the production and the melody with the lyrics, we kind of tick as many boxes as we can. But, you know, like I say, when we did it, you know, we just did what we wanted to do from the heart. And and now that we're sort of talking about it in those terms, it's mad, but it is lovely.
And they're all originals bar one, Every Breath You Take, which is a lovely classic, but your own take on it, which is great.
Yeah, I love The Police and I love Sting. And I always loved that song. I just thought it was kind of really haunting. And I thought it'd be quite interesting for a woman to sing it. I really love it when women sort of sing male-led songs. I think there's a real strength to it, even though you can still be vulnerable in your vocal. So, I love that balance of that. So hopefully people will like it. It's a really stripped back, pure sort of haunting version. And hopefully people will like it.
You're going to be touring it as well, so you'll be able to see people's reactions in November right in front of you, and they'll be singing back the lyrics too.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. You know, it's in November, and we're up and down the country doing a tour, and it's my favourite thing to perform live, because you get that instant kind of magic back off of the audience. And I'm hoping it's going to be brilliant. I'm going to sing some old stuff, some new stuff, and have kind of, you know, a little tiny chat in between, and hopefully people will love it. It'll be everything they want.
I think they will. You were talking earlier about bringing in a new life into this world. How are you balancing family life at the moment with all of this kicking off for you?
I'm not is the answer. I just do my best. You know, me and Jack, we're not one of those sort of glossy, fabulously perfect couples that have it all sussed and have eight nannies on the go. At the moment, Rafferty is with my mum, and before that, a couple of days ago, he was with Jack's mum, and they've just been an amazing support team for me, because I've never been without him for more than one night. So I've been having, you know, withdrawal symptoms and a couple of little choked up moments here and there, but I know that he wants mummy to do what she does best, and I really want to sort of make him proud of me with what I do. And these opportunities don't come along every day, so I was thinking, well, you know, five nights or whatever it is for what might be something I'm so proud of, it's worth it.
Yeah, you can miss the odd night of Peppa Pig. It's
fine. I know. Who thought I'd be missing Paw Patrol and Peppa Pig?
Oh, I've got to love Marshall. He's my favourite.
I love it.
So you are missing it. Don't worry, you'll be back home.
I know.
Now, there's a little thing that we do on the show. It's called Guess Who. And it's every single song has an ooh in it. So, for example, the voiceover man says,
Guess Ooh.
And there are songs like this that have oohs in them. So you can sort of tell there's lots of oohs in those songs.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how good you would be if I found oohs in your songs.
Oh, no. I'm going to be shocking at this. Here we go.
This is Guess Who with your own records. Here's your first.
I know that. That's on the radio.
Yeah. Very well done. That's 1 point out of one so far. Right, okay. Number two.
Oh, that's Perfect Moment.
Yeah, I cheated with it. Ooh, it was obviously you, but I got rid of the yeah. Don't tell anyone I cheated.
That's so funny that you've taken the time to do that. You love it. Being a proper boffin about it all.
Here is song number three.
Oh, that's Talking in Your Sleep.
You're doing good. Mind you, they are your records. You would. Last one. Here we go.
Ah, Say I'm Not Alone, the new song.
Yeah. Lovely. Here we go. Oh, you give me a really good ooh there.
Come on, Martin.
I'm going to use that. Thank you very much for having a bit of fun and playing Guess Who on the show.
No, I loved it. I love stuff like that.
And I'll be listening to the whole album to play it with you later on, another time perhaps, over a glass of wine or something.
Oh, yeah.
Martin, thank you so much for chatting to us on the show. It's been lovely to have you on. The very best of success with the new album out on the 11th. And we look forward to seeing you touring up and down later on this year.
Thank you so much. And thanks for the support too. I really appreciate it.